file configuration, and then others say because and the Rashba says because it's a special Tirzakosov. It's a special Tirzakosov, because. So remember, it's Kosha Midrash says, why didn't the Chachomim parcel it? So time of the apostle, Mishushim Yuchonich, the Vazman, Mashiach, Vahavikim Vizman. Now the Chachomim more Misaki, that he get Master Vizman. And if he get us not Vizman, so they get his post in the Rabbon. Why is he get the chain Vizman apostle in the Rabbon? So there is a Machlekes in the second pairing between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yechon, so he gets chain Vizman his apostle because Shem Yechava Basachis doesn't mean Dafke Basachis. Because a Basachis says so, like he is more devoted, even if he divorces his wife. So, but if she is a relative of his, she's Basachis, he is more devoted. But it applies to any woman to whom he is married, whether she is Basachis or not. So Mimele, if the get has goes man, so sometimes, let's say, the woman was divorced in Tishrei. The woman was divorced in Tishrei. And in this, until Tishrei, she is an Eshishish. And she commits nus before Tishrei. And then Eidim come and they testify that they observe that she was Mizane, let's say, in here. So then she says, she produces a get, she says, I am a Grushi. When did you become a Grushi? She says, in Nisi. And there is no riot to the counter. So in order that he shouldn't be able to cover up and to protect her, Shalikidin, if she is Mizane before the Gerashim, so the Chachomim or Misake, that the Zman has to be spelled out, so the Mele, if she is Mizgare, she listen, so the Zman is listen, so the Mele, if she is Migarish or in Tishrei, so everybody sees that his man is Tishrei, and if she was Mizane in Nisan in Iyah, so Bez knows that she is an Ezishish. That's according to Rabbi. According to Rish Lakish, so the time is because of Peres, because the Baal enjoys the Peres of the Nechosim of his wife. So Memele, suppose if there won't be an Isman, so the and according to Rish Lakish, the Baal loses the schus of Peres immediately upon the Chsimas HaAget, even before the get is delivered to the Ish. Let's say the get is written and signed in Nis, and then the Baal kept it in his pocket for half a year, and he handed over to the Yisho in Tishrei. So when does she become Midrashes? She becomes Midrashes only in Tishrei. But as far as the schus of Peres is concerned, so according to Rish Lakish, the moment the get is signed, even though the Gerashim takes place much later, so he loses the schus of Peres. So Memele, Rish Lakish says, the Chachomim wa Misaki, Zman in the get, because if a get wouldn't have Zman, if a get wouldn't have Zman, suppose the get is executed in his and signed in his, and then the get is handed over to the Isho in Tish half a year later. But so she's his wife, but vis-a-vis Peres, he doesn't have, he loses, he becomes divested of the ownership of Peres in the Nechosim of his wife, as of the time when the get was signed by Eddie. So Memele, if there won't be any Zman in the get, so in such a case where the get was signed in Nisan and it was delivered to the Isho in Tishrei, so that means that he didn't own the Peres in the Nechosim of his wife. He didn't own. And he kept on, between Nisan and Tishrei, he kept on selling to Likuches the Peres. And then the Isha gets the get in Tishrei, and she knows that the get was signed in Nisan. So Memele, that means that the Baal, when he sold the Peres between Nisan and Tishrei, so he sold the Peres Shaloi Gedin, she wants to collect the Peres from the Likuches, but if there is no Zman, so she will not be able to collect, when actually she should collect, because the Baal had no right to sell the Peres after the signing of the get. So because of that, the Chachamim is, so in other words, so who would sustain a loss? The Isha would sustain a loss if a get wouldn't have his man. Because of that, the Chachamim are misakein that every get must have his man. So Memele, in such a case where the get was written, was signed in Nisan and delivered to the Isha in Tishrei, if the Baal will sell the Peres between Nisan and Tishrei to the Likuches, then the Isha will be able to go to the Likuches, she will produce the get, and the get will have this man. Will have this man of Nisan, so she'll collect the Peres. So, in other words, but without this man, the Isha might sometimes sustain a loss. That's the reason, according to Ishlokish, as to why a get that has no Zman is possible. Then, why is a get Mugdem possible, according to Ishlokish? Also because of Peres. But a get Mugdem is possible in order to spare monetary loss for the husband. Because if the get is a get mugdem, what does a get mugdem mean? Predated. So that means that the get was signed in Tishrei. The get was signed in Tishrei, but they put down the date of Nisan, predated. So the male, that is also possible. Why is that get possible? Why is that possible? Also because of Peres. But here it would be possible in order to protect the husband against Epsit. Because if it wouldn't be possible, so Memele, this get was signed Tishrei, but it was predated. So when did he become divested of the ownership of Peres? Only in Tishrei. But the date that was put in the get is the date of Nisan. So then the get is delivered. Now the Baal, let's say the Baal sold thousands of dollars of Peres that he owned in Yochosim of the Isha, to Yilikeach. Then the Isha, when the get is executed and signed in Tishrei and delivered to the Isha, in Tishrei, the Isha takes the get and she goes to the Likuches, she produces the get, and then the Likeach himself sees that his man is missing. So he thinks that it was signed in Nisan too. So he lets the Isha collect all the Peres. And actually, it's the Shalik Adin. Because the Baal had the right to sell it. Because that was before the signing of the get. So in other words, so according to Ish Lakish, so he get without Zman, so it's possible in order to protect the Isha against loss. And the get that is in Mugdem is possible in order to protect the Baal, the Likuches, against loss. Alright. So Teisa says, now Teisa says, Kashi, Vimtim, Bishli Mando, Abifirik Beis, the Tiknus Mambigit, and Shulia Chapa, Basachi, say, now Teisa has just mentioned that the reason is why, because of Savyode Milavadim is possible in Rabbanon, because since it's big Savyode, so the Baal can put in an Isman. If he has a motive. When it has Edim, so the Edim will not sign upon a get that this man is not right. But if the Baal, and the Edim have no motives, but if the Baal wrote it, so the Baal might have a motive. So, Memele, so according to Ish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we understand. Because since according to Rabbi Yochanan, a get that has no Zman is possible because of the possibility that the Baal will be mechapal basachei, say, so he get that has his man, but because of the chsav yodei, it has no chsima seidim, so he's also possible for the same reason, because maybe he will be motivated to be mechapal basachei, say, hoche b'chsav yodei, nami ikalamicha shami yechape, because let's say, the Baal, the get, was executed, let's say in Tishrei, and the Baal knows that his wife kept on being mizaneh between Nisan and Tishrei. So he will, when he writes the get in Tishrei, he'll deliberately put in the zman of Nisan, And then when Edim will testify that she was Mizani Nisiniya, so then she'll produce the get, and the get will have this man, will have this man of Nisan. So that means she was a Mariah Huja, she was a Pnuya at the time of Nus. And Behemes, she was an Ishish. So we understand. Bishle Mandomas because the Baal becomes divested of the ownership in Peres as of the site. So Mimele, a get that has no Zman is possible in order to protect the issue against loss. And the get that has his Mamukdem is possible in order to protect the Baal, the Likuchas, against loss. But in the case of Xaviode, what kind of a loss would there be? Because the Xaviode, let's say, if the Baal will not be motivated to do something that will be conducive to his own monetary loss. But if he already, let's say, if he is nigarish isishte, if he writes the get in Tishu, and so that means that before the get was written, so he owned the Paris. He owned the Paris. But he might deliberately, if he had sold all the Paris that he owned to Likeach, and he already received money from the Likeach, so he might be induced to predate it, and they'll put in the Zman of Nisan, and then the get, when the get is delivered to the Isha in Tishrei, and the get has the Zman of Nisan, she'll go to the Likeach and she'll show, I was Nisgarish, she'll tell him, I was divorced in Nisan, so my husband had no right to sell between Nisan and Tishrei the Peres. So Memele, she'll collect it, and then the Baal will be chilek, there'll be Knunye with the Isha, and he doesn't care because he already got paid from the Likeach when he sold the Peres between Nisan and Tishrei. So why should we say that we have to be chayshish for such an agreement, for such collusion? So the Gemara mentions something similar. In Cain, so if that is the reason as to why, according to Rish Lakish, so it's possible because of the possibility that the Baal might have been motivated to with collusion with the Isha. So and the collusion with the Isha to predate this man in order to be able to collect from, in order to enable the Isha to collect the payers and then divide whatever the Isha collects from the Likuches. So then, why did the Chachomim have to be misaki? That the get is possible, and that will impose an extra hardship upon the woman. In other words, she will not be able to get married. If the whole purpose, if the whole kavone of the Chazal, of the Chachomim, was to prevent loss of likuches, so why were they misaki? That the get is possible, mimele, the Isha will not be able to get married. The Chachomim had to be misake was that if a get has no edim, but just is written the chsaviyode of the Baal, so then the get is a get kosher. But as far as being teiriv from likuches is concerned, as far as being teiriv from likuches is concerned, that the Isha should not be able to be teiriv the payers from the likuches as of the date appearing in the get. So, but in order that the Isha should be able to be teiriv from the likuches, only those peleis that the Baal sold after the time the get was delivered. So let's say, in the case, so then the likuchas would be protected against any knunye by the Baal and the Isha. Because suppose the Baal writes the get, b'chsav yode in Tishrei, and because of a collusion agreement with the Isha, he predates it and he puts the Zman of Nisim. And then she's divorced in Tishrei. Then she goes to the Likeach and she wants to collect all the peleis that the Baal is sold to the Likeach between Nisim and Tishrei. That was Kedim. That's Kedim. So if the Takonas Chachomim would be that the Isha can only collect from the Likeach the peleis that the Baal sold after the delivery of the get. So even though usually the Baal is divested of ownership in the peleis as of the signing, even if the signing preceded the delivery of the get by 6 months or by a year, it doesn't matter by what interval of time. But in this particular situation, the Kodesh Chachomim would be that the Isha can only collect where the get, vis-a-vis get, that is not signed by Edim, but written by Chsav Yodei, so the Isha can only collect from the Kuches only the peleis that the Baal sold after the day that the get was handed over from the Baal to the Isha. How will he know that? She will produce the Edim Sire in Besdin, and then Besdin will give her a Ksav, will give her a certificate, and they'll tell her that the Edim Sire testified that, let's say, that on the 3rd of Tishrei, the get was delivered to her. So then, if the Baal will sell Peres after the 3rd of Tishrei, then these Peres, the Isha, will be able to be Tere from the Kuches. But the Peres that the Baal sold between Nisan and Tishrei, the Takonis Chachom should be that the Isha should not be able to be Tehrev. That would be better, because that would protect the Baal, the Likuches, against loss, but at the same time it wouldn't involve a hardship for the woman. Masha'inke, now that the Chachomim or Misakeim that they get that has no Zman is possibly gone, so it's a hardship upon the woman, she cannot get married. That's the Isha. V'yesh leima, divadai eninem. In other words, that we are really cheshish for collusion. And that's the reason as to why the Chachomim or Misakeim that they get that is nichta v'chsav yodei, even though it has his man, so it should be possible, because we don't trust the accuracy of this man, because the Baal might have an ulterior motive in putting in this man. So he's not trusted. But then you ask, so why, if the whole purpose was to protect the Likeach against us, why did they have to be misaking that according to get his apostle and impose a great hardship upon the woman? Let them be misaken and they get his kosher, but vis-a-vis treife from the kuches, the Isha should be able to collect only those peres that the Baal sold after the delivery of the get, not all the peres that the Baal sold after this man that appears in the get. Ul kach paslu dilil pomim shetafsi to Isha shalei kedin ki sheyichtif ha-Baal yim sheimet ben ולא יעד דמר ועוז הויול יטרף לקוחס וזמן הקוסוף והיא ותוכל להתרף לפי שאני חייש דיני סי שהיא דימה זמן וכך פסלו דהשת בגילו את יטרף לאישו מזמן הקוסוף כי משאגת פוסל דידחת בגד כושר גיבר עם הקסר סטייס פרס גיבס סטייס פרס אין לך נאמי if it had been possible to protect everybody against loss without imposing that hardship upon the woman, then the get should be possible. Maybe she would not be able to get married. So then the Chachomim certainly would do that. But if the Chachomim had been misaki, that the get shenichta v'chsav yodei of the Baal is kosher, but the Isha cannot be teireiv the likuches that the Baal sold after the day that appears in the get, but he can only be teireiv. The Isha can only be tirefes, the likuches, the peres from the likuches, to whom the Baal sold the peres after the day when the Misira testified the get was handed over to her. But many times, and perhaps most of the times, so the Baal will not be fraudulent when he writes the get. And he will write the real date. So let's say, so many times when the get is written in Nissan, and when the Baal writes the get in Nissan, and it's delivered in Tishrei, but it's written in Nissan, and he writes the Zman of Nissan. So objectively, the Baal becomes divested of ownership in the Peiros in Nissan. Because if it's because according to Mishlokish, so as of the signing of the Eidim, he loses the Peiros. And if there are no Eidim Ksav Yodei, as of the writing of the Get, Ksav Yodei, that's in lieu of the Chsimas Eidim. So in such a case, he becomes divested of ownership as of Nissan. But in the Takonis Chachomim would be that where the get is written Mirsav Yodei, so then the Ishe cannot be terefes from the Likuches, all the papers that the Baal sold after the date that appears in the get. So even in the cases, in the cases where the Baal wrote the accurate Zman, if the Ishe, but the get was delivered half a year later, so objectively the Baal became divested of ownership. But if there had been such a takonis chachamim, so the Ishe wouldn't be able to collect the payrays. But then it would be a loss, a monetary loss for the woman. Because since the get is a get kosher, so the mele, the Baal, should be divested of ownership. And she will not be able, so he sold that Shaloi Kedin. And still, the Kalis Chachomim would be that she cannot collect. So she would sustain a loss, that Al Pedin is a loss. So now that, so then you ask, and if the get is possible, Likamre, Midrabanon, so will she be able to be terrible? So she'll certainly not be able. So Teisa says, no. Now that the Chachomim will misake, that the get is possible, so Mamela Al Pidin, the Baal still owns the payers. So Mamela, it's not considered a loss. Minias or Rebach is not considered a loss. A loss is considered when a person loses money. But the fact that the person cannot earn money, so that's not considered a loss. So now that the Chachomim are Misake, that the get is possible, so Al Pidin. So Al Pidin, the Baal still owns the payers. So Mimele, she does not sustain any loss that is legally a loss. But if the Takonis Chachomim had been that the get is a get kosher, but she cannot collect all the payers that the Baal sold between Nisan and Tishrei, so then it would be a loss for her. Of course, it sounds a little strange, because if the motive of the Chachomim, since the motive of the Chachomim is to protect the issue against laws, so how is that takone? How does it improve a lot by passing the get? On the contrary, so not only can she collect the payers, she can't even get married. So her situation is more difficult. That's from, you know, from the point of view of the common sense of the practical person. But from the point of view of the common sense of halacha, so we say, now that the Chachamim are misake, that the get is possible, so Mele, Al Pedin, he owns the payless. So she can't collect, it's just too bad. So that doesn't mean that she has a loss just because people are very sorry for such a phenomenon, for such an experience, when they find out they could have made $1 million by buying certain stocks and then they didn't buy the stocks, so they consider it as a loss. But Al Pedin, it's not considered as a loss, because if the get is possible, so Mimele Al Pidin, the Baal has the payers. So if she can't collect from the Likuches, she can't collect from the Likuches because the Baal sold the payers between Nisan and Tishrei Gedi. So apparently, Tesis itself was not very happy with the first Eretz. So Tesis says, Veidishleima, the Chashinon, the Acharaksi, Miyatit Visapiris, Vitimer Shekron, is Garshom, is Manakosim. Now the Maram is very marich on this Tesis. This is a Maram Tesis. So he says, the Treva Talmidim explain the Tesis. The Chayshinon the Achar Aksiv Miyad Titvis Apiris Vitimer Shekvon Isgarsho Mizman Akosav Isgarsho Mizman Akosav. What does it mean? In other words, Tesis Kashi was, according to Mishlokish, why would the Chachomim Misakim that they get this posel? Now, if the whole Choshe was the whole Choshe was that so in other words, to protect the Likuches, so let the Chachomim, that the Isha should not be able, let's say, in case the Baal predated this man and he put this man of Nisan when the get was written in Tishrei, so that the Isha should not be able, that the Baal should not be able to have collusion, to have a collusion agreement with the Isha, and Mimele enabled the Isha to collect from the Likuches all the payers that the Baal had the right to sell. So let the Chachomim be misakim that in case of a get that is written b'chsav yodeh of the Baal, so the Isha cannot collect. That's the discussion. Why did they have to be misakim to get his posel legamre and then make the lot of the woman more difficult? She wouldn't even be able to get married. So Tesis gives a teres, Chayshinon, the Achar Aksive Miyad Titves Aperes. So the Reva Talmidim explained it as follows, the Maram says, that suppose the Chachomim would be misakim that way, that wherever a get is written Miksav Yodei, and let's say, and the get has this man of Nisi, but it's delivered to the Isha in Tishrei that she should not be able to collect the payers that the Baal sold between Nisan and Tishrei, but only the payers she should be able to collect the payers that the Baal sold after Tishrei. Suppose there had been such a takonim. So in other words, the takonim is that in order to collect payers, so she will have to produce in Misireh, will testify in Bezdin when the get was delivered to her. Suppose that Misireh will testify that the get was delivered to her on the 3rd of Tishrei. So any payments that the Baal sells after the 3rd of Tishrei, she'll be able to collect from the Likuches. That's a dakonim. But maybe sometimes, if the woman is very shrewd, this is how the Reva Talmidim explained the Eidish Leila. If the woman is very shrewd, she'll go to the Likuches, she'll produce the get that was written mixed up of the Baal, and the Likiach is not so shrewd, so he will not understand, he will not be on guard to protect his own interest, and he'll ask the Isha. Now, I see that this man, that the get was written in his, but when were you divorced? When did the Nisina take place? So the Isha, being shrewd and dishonest, will tell him, well, the get was delivered to me the same day on the first of Nisan. And the Likeach will let her collect the payers. So then, objectively, since the Takonis Chachomim was that he's not entitled, so Memele, she's not able to collect Alpidin, and she will collect, so that will be Shaloi Kedin. This is what we are teaching. This is how the Reva Talmidim understood the thesis. And it doesn't seem, this explanation by the Reva Talmidim is not so bad. But the Maram doesn't like this explanation. So he said, why should a lekeach let himself be taken advantage of? In other words, even the Takonis Chachomim is that whenever a get is written the Chzav Yodi of the Baal, so then the Yisho cannot collect from Lekuches all the payers that the Baal sold after the date that appears in the get, but she can only collect the payers that the Baal sold after the day when the get, according to the testimony of the Nimsire, was delivered from the Baal to the Yisho. So why should the Lekeach let the Yisho take advantage of it? So he explains it differently, and I really think, I mean, that the pshat of the Reva Talmidim is much more reasonable than the pshat of the Maram himself. So he says that we don't have to be afraid. He is chelik on the Reva Talmidim. We don't have to be afraid lest the Yisho will take advantage of the Lekeach, who is naive, and she will tell him a story that the get was handed over to her the same day Aleph Nissan is this man that appears in the get. So that we don't have to be afraid, because the Lekeach will not let himself be defrauded and taken advantage of. But we are afraid as the Baal. Now, if the Baal writes a get, so that means that he has been discussing that with his wife, so that he's going to divorce her. So she might be present in the home of the Baal, it's her own home too, while the Baal writes the get, b'chzav yodei. So the moment that the Baal finished writing the get, b'chzav yodei, that's all of it. And the woman knows that the Baal does not intend to hand over the get to her until Gimel Tishrei. But Aleph Nissan, he wrote the get. She might happen to be in the same room where the Baal wrote on a table the get, and then the Baal might have walked out of the house and he left the get on the table. It's her own house too. She'll pick up the get, and then so she has it. It wasn't handed over b'tiras gerish by the Baal. So this picking up of the get is nothing. It doesn't make her into a grusha. It doesn't make her into a grusha. So, but she'll pick up the get and she'll hurry and go to the Likuches. And let's say the next day, not the same day, the same day, so the Baal couldn't have sold it yet. But the next day, let's say on the same day, if the Baal left the get on the table in his house, and then he left the house, and when he left the house, he sold the payers. Then the next day, she has the get in the pocket, and she goes to Likuches, and then she'll be given. So she'll show to him. So the Likeach will not ask her, now you produce a Nisire, because she has the get in her hand. So that will be a Raya Brure from the point of view of the Lekeach. He'll think it's a Raya Brure that the Gershon took place. The Lekeach will not imagine that she just picked up the get from the Baal's table. So Mimele, that will be showing it. This is what I think, that the shot of the Reva Talmidim is much better than the Maram's shot. מפורשים כבולס התזה ותירו זה שרוסלים על התארץ מה שהיקשים כלימיס בכל וכוחס ותירו של חשים שמתי תפיס האישה הפרס מורה כוחס ואחר התפיס אין קיר ביודעים להיצם יוד כי תימה שכבר נסגר שם בזמן הכוספי והמיס מחבר וברעי ופירו זה נראה בין הידוח כי לא מנוחו שתפיס האישה הפרס שגר לקיר כי איך יחילו תפיס מזמן הכוספי בגט מה שכבר אוספו ועוצחו ביודם ויוחו אם לא שתצם יודם בדין שישראל לשאולים אוי להרדל פרסל כנת ילב ועיד לא מדיק דוקת איזו שינו לימד החשינו לאחר הכסיבים מיד תתפיס הפרס. מה כוונוסום? ופירו זה מה שכוסם מיד לאחר הכסיבים. ויש לפורש כוונוסום מיינחם, שרוסלים עד יחשינו שכלים שנתנה ביילו הקטר שמכיר ושם, אלו מיד אחר שיכתבנו, תיקח לי הגט ותתרו בי הפרס מרקוחס, ותימר שכבר נסבר שממנה כוסוף. And the king will not tell her to produce it in Syria because he has no right to demand that she should produce it in Syria, because that needs to be the best rye if she produces the get in her hand. So it's a rye that as of that moment she's already migrated. She goes gosh in the Kosovo, when can I have official title of Paris or my aim? For him is my kingdom, he title should like him. I will get a Kosovo made me at the Hassim only about Paris, we mandom him to Paris, we come for base. We call it the Mihash, we should title it kidding. But these are the two shots in the English. All right. Yeah, he's been smart really there. We mandom him to Yod, we got him each and in Uton, Xar Kosovo, we have Yod, we will wait him, we have been down for you, have had cost. ויסי ודאי בלידכות יצליר להפלוח לנסלח התחילה. יש בזמן נראה אוהדים דאים בזמן אלא השמינון, אבל גם יש בזמן לא תנוסי בחתחילה. חפלזרים אהיר אפילו אין עובד. ואם תאים, דיל מודף כי כוס הפרסב יודאי הוא בידכות, דאי את הנקם למחשר הבלזר. ויש לימר, דאלו שנאפילו אין עובד עם משמע ולא ידין כלל. ויניקטונד, אינו העיד עם חיפה גנטריון, מה שאומרים מסיר לחוצה, ונראה, דיאף לכתחילה מחשר הבלזה בין המסיר. Well, at that point, so the leaf in the Rambam אחרי לכתיס, but this is what it is, that according to the blazer, we don't require a נכסים at all. דאף לכתחילה מחשר הבלזה, even לכתחילה, we don't require. דאף לכתחילה מחשר הבלזה בין המסיר, כי דפירש בקונטרס, ולקונדקאם פרק בייס, אין כסמן יומו חוקה, חון מכשירים, ואומר חכומים רבלזה, כלומר, אין מסיר עיקר, הוא משמע מכשיר מקייסים, well, that's no raya, because מכשיר means that once it was done, all right, it's not possible, she doesn't have to get another get. She doesn't have to get another get from the bar. But it's not proper. And this is the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam. But Teisves assumes that since the lotion of the Mishnah is Chachomim Machshirin, it means Machshirin Chachirin. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, Machshirin means that if she was already divorced with this get, so we don't require her to get another get from the husband, and she can get married to another man without getting another get. But l'chatchile, it's not one. We hold it, Nam Bashele Yachizki, Rabbi Gamliel, Shireidim Chesmi, Shireidim Chesmi La'aged, Lui Shetorich La'asiskein, Al'atikin Shilamit Lehem La'asiskein, Shalim Yitztom Chlegi Misireh, Ki Sheyir Tzula'aris L'raya Shtav Aged, Avorim Boim Nismeich L'chatchile, Ayri Misireh Semchi. But the sheet of the Rambam is the contrary, that lechatchile, every get must have a dechsim mehe. Right. Now, we learned this thesis, but I want to correct something that I said. And then I realized that this is not so. But I'll go just over briefly. I mean, we went over at great length this thesis, but I'll just go over briefly this thesis. We gave him a chosim shabbat. לא ששני פירש בקונטרס עם שטר מיל והוא גבי מחוס משבון וכי מיר על רב נתמיק דאפילו בישור שטורס גבי בין מסיר מחוס משבון כי למשמע לפרק בס דום הרב הלא חקר הבלזר בגיד ובישור שטורס לא היא וכתון נגיד מחוס משבון על מיר בזרעי נענם בישור שטורס so that tool is in the Rashi when the Mishnah says we give mechos mishabodi according to first notion in Rashi it is reference to get so it's see or get when you look so So she is giving the ksuve because there is a nai ksuve that the baal has to is mechuyev the ksuve to the isha, but it's not immediately goveis until gerush. So the get is the proof that it's already collected, but the chayv does not originate with the get. The shibuch of the ksiv originated with the nisuyim, but until the gerushin, so it's like alvoye for 10 years. Now, if a person lends the other person, if Reuven lends Shimon $1,000 for 10 years, so does it mean that until the 10 years will have expired, that Shimon doesn't owe the $1,000 to Reuven? The moment he borrows, he owes it, but it's not collectible. So ksuve becomes a shibut. The nechosim of the baal become a shibut immediately upon the nisuin, but it's not collectible except upon gerushin or upon the death of the husband. But the chayv, the shibut, is all the time. So mele, if she produces the get, so that's the raye, that this, the shibut aksume, is already collected, that it's nidnul igoves, it's nidnul igoves already. So only the ksume can be nigve with the get of the nisire, but ishtar alvoye, he cannot be gave with the nisire, but it requires eidik sim, according to the first lashon. Why? Because in order to be given a chosim shibodim, then it must have a call. So in order that there should be a call, then the shtar must be shtaraye. And according to the first lashon of Rashi, what kind of shtaraye does it have to be? It has to be an intrinsic shtaraye. So if it has no idachsime, then there is no inherent, no intrinsic shtaraye. That's the first lashon. According to the second lashon, so it can be gave, every shtaraye can be gave from the chosim shibodim with any misire. So that shita can be explained in two ways. Either that lashon holds that in order to be given chosim shibodim, we require ishtar king and not ishtar aye. Or we can say that even according to second lashon, we require ishtar aye. But even without the chosime, the shtar is ishtar aye. As a matter of fact, on this question is whether a shtar that has eidim misire and no eidim chosime, so it's a good shtar king according to Rav Eliezer. Is it a valid shtaraye, or it's not even a valid shtaraye at all? Because in order to be shtaraye, then the raye must be intrinsic. If certain evidence has to be supplied by all testimony, as in the case of a shtar that has no idasime, and has an idasime. So the evidence has to be supplied how? By the old testimony, by the Eidim Misire, who will appear in Bez. So mele, it cannot be considered ishtaraye. In order to be considered ishtaraye, so the raye must be intrinsic. If the raye is extrinsic, then it cannot be considered ishtaraye. Or maybe not. So in other words, so we can explain the second lashon, we can explain in two ways. Either that the second lashon holds that in order to be given chosim shibodim, so it doesn't have to be ishtaraye, it only has to be ishtarkinye, or the second lashon also agrees with the first lashon that it has to be ishtaraye. But whereas the first lashon holds it has to be an intrinsic ishtaraye, because since it's based upon kol, so only when there is an intrinsic raye in the ishtar. But so that's only if it has idachsime. But if it has just an imisire, so the raye, so you only have the raye if the imisire testifying best. So in other words, all evidence has to be supplied. So mele, it's not an intrinsic shtaraye. There's the first lashon. So the second lashon holds no. True that in order to collect from the chosim shibodim, it has to be shtaraye, but it doesn't have to be intrinsic. It can be extrinsic too. Now, as to whether a shtar that has an imisira, no idachsime, whether it is ishtaraye or it's not ishtaraye, I think that there are two machines and tesis on that question. I don't want to go over the tesis, but you go over it yourself. I mean, you'll see that's in the tesis that chobeis omadalev avu b'shosh doris loy. So it seems that the first lashon in tesis holds that ishtar that has an imisira and no idachsime, so is ishtaraye. Is ishtaraye, even though the raye is not intrinsic, it's not inherent in the shtar. But the yesh nefoshim, let's say, the yesh nefoshim, the chiluk bin dor she yochel is dayek, when yochel beidi misire le rablezer, when yochel is dayek, beidi misire le rablezer. So in other words, so that is the two shades. The Yish before Shimon's that if the Shtar has no either sin, just in Misire, so it's not in Mishtarai. And the first Loshne Teisves holds that it is Mishtarai. But still, the second Loshne Rashi could agree that it is via Mechos Mishibodim requires Shtarai. But it holds that it is Ishtarai, even though the Raya is not intrinsic, it's extrinsic. Oh. So then Teisa says that the second Loshen is it. The Rashbam Shiten, it's mashma, the Rambam Shiten is like that, not to begin with Chosim Shibodim. So without any chsime, so then it must have both Ksav Yodei and Beni Misire. In other words, in order, because it has to be Ishtakiyen and it has to be Ishtarayin. So if it has any Misire, so then it's Ishtakiyen. But it has to be Ishtarayin too. So it has no any chsime, so then the Ksav Yodei makes it in Ishtarayin. But Ksav Yodei couldn't make it in Shtakiyen, only by get, according to the Rashbam and the Rambam. So it's in Shtakiyen, because of special Zeros HaKosum, the Chosap of Ksav Yodei. But by other stories, Ksav Yodei can only validate it into Ishtarayim. But in order to begin from Chosap Shibodim, according to Rashbam, Shitein Bo Basre, it must be both Ishtakiyen and Ishtarayim. Right. שאנו עושה שעשים ישיב את נפשי, ויש נכתב השטר נכתב עם מייסר בנהיג, שהיא מסיר עם קימי דרסים, ואה וכל כלי דרסות. אבל היא אלי בואי לא אמור זה כלי ידוי בזד מוסד בן לעצמי לסחב ולידוי, ולא אלא אס ישתר, שהיא אלי כל, ועושה מלו יוי אלא אפילו לסחד זה לבזד. So that was so there is, ורב נחננו פירש דהידיק את פושט, פליגה ההיד המגרש, ופוסק רב נחננו אל, שישלי סמיך ההידיק את פושט, ומגבינו בין מסיר אלו בנכם, So Rav Nachmanel says there is a machlokes hasugis. The sugi in Bo Basra holds that with the Misira you cannot be given chosim shibodim. You cannot be given chosim shibodim. And the sugi in Gitnam Garish, when the Gemara says in Mishor Shtores Loi, holds that you can be given from chosim shibodim. So Rav Nachmanel passes like the sugi in Bo Basra. ועוד דיפור סתום את ישר לפירטים, גם שטר פסו עם מסר בפסה לישראל. יוחד משם דנמליג ו... לא יקושר לפסק רב נחננאל, דימי ובחסים אוהי סעדי לקחוב מדייטס, כי לפירש בקונטרס, ומשמוך עשר בטיינסטור, דיבור במשאבי, כי מדימסר בפסד ישראל, חשיב הרן לך דייטס כאחויס, וגם לא שנה קונטרס מכיח לקמון, ולגוב במשאבי לבי דחסים. Now, I said that I want to rectify, to correct something that I said. It's mashma that Rashi shite daf yud alef. It's mashma like the second losh in Rashi here. Daf gimel. This is what I said. In other words, why? Because the Gemara according to Rashi. So Hashtore Pasoi in Masmel Bapsadi Yisrael has reference to a case where the shtar was signed by goyim, Persians, goyim, and it was nimsar bifnei in Misir Yisrael. So Magmin Nechari. So you more ask the Kasha will Yadlin, Mikre Bidi Yadlin. For being except she Yochel Isaiah, Vileke Bidi Apitza. For being in Zohar Yadlin, Yoshel Shtav Shdachene, Vileke Bidi Mahadi. So then you more ask the Kasha, Yehoche Mimshav de Dime. So Leslie come. So Leslie come. So I said that since Rashi explains the Gemara, since Rashi explains the Gemara, applies the Gemara to Ishtar Pasoi, that had a Nechsim Goyim, but it was Nimsa, with the Nimsir Yisrael. So then the Gemara asked the Kashi, Yochem Mishab Dename, so the Gemara gave the Teres Leslie Kole. So the Gemara gave the Teres Leslie Kole. So I said, now, the question is, Now, so when the Gemara said Yochem Mishabdename, why did the Gemara assume that he should be able to begin from Chosim Shibodim too? Why? Because it has in Misirah. So in other words, so because it has in Misirah. So that means that Rashi's, according to Rashi Daf Yud Aleph, who applies this Rovis Memre to the case where Vishtar Basoye that has in Chsim Egoyim, so it's like the second Roshi, Daf Gimel on the base. In other words, that with in Misirah, you can be gave. And that's why the Gemara asked Yochem Mishabdenam, because according to the first lashon, so why did the Gemara ask Yochem Mishabdenam? Well, Yochem Mishabdenam. So in other words, so I said that according to Rashi's Pshat Daf Yud Aleph, so Rashi's Pshat Daf Yud Aleph accords with Rashi's second lashon. That the shtar alvoye with the misire no yidchsime can be given from the chosim shibodim. So here the Gemara is Yochem Mishabdename. True, it has a yidchsime goyim psurim, but it has a misire lisoyel. So it should be given from chosim shibodim. So the Gemara gives the teretz lesli kale. So what does it mean lesli kale in this case? Because actually the here it's misuyef mitechem, and it's made a blazer misuyef mitechem. So Memele, since it's Mizuyah Mitechei, so it couldn't be gave on the basis of Shtakim, because it's Mizuyah Mitechei. Like Ishtamatone, that has a Nechsim Ekrevim and a Nechsim Ekrevim. So it's possible. Why? Because it's possible as Ishtakim. So here too, in this case, here the Gemara says, let's call it because here it is Mizuyah Mitechem. Masha'inkin, if it had no Edechsim Egoi, just in Misirah Yisrael, then according to Rashi's Pshat, it would be given from the Chosim Shibodim. Only here the Shtar Pasoye, because it had Edechsim Egoi, so it's worse. So it's Mizuyah Mitechem. Masha'inkin, if it is. So it couldn't be given from the Chosim Shibodim. On the base, it couldn't be given from the Chosim Shibodim and either score. On the score of Shtar Kinyan, it couldn't be given because it's Mizuyah Mitechem. So just as the Shtar Matone that has in Chsim Ekrevim and the Misirah Ekcherim Recheiki is possible. So here too, if we assume that in order to collect from the Chosim Shibodim, it has to be Shtar Kinyan. And if we say that in order to collect from the Chosim Mishibodim, so it doesn't have to be Ishtakiyyeh, and it has to be Ishtarayeh, but how could it be Ishtarayeh if they dechsime agoyim? So the Mele, it couldn't be Ishtarayeh if they dechsime agoyim. Masha'inkin, if it had no dechsime, I said at that time, according to Rashi's Pshat, Daf Yud Aleph, who applies the Rovis Memre to a case where the Shtar Pasoye has a Nechsim Egoyim in Sira Yisrael, so then he would be able to be in Chosim Shibodim. This is what I said. But Teisves says not like that. V'gam meloshin ha-kuntres mechiyach l'kamon l'gobel mishab de elu b'nechsim. So which loshin ha-kuntres does Teisves mean? He obviously has reference to loshin ha-kuntres Dafi Dalek. So where does Rashi imply that with the misire and no edechsime it couldn't be given from Chosim Shibodim? Because when the Gemara said less late call, so the Gemara says divishin chesmi Yisrael disade dechsime hashtori inu mafkelikal. So I was mitayik at the time from the first expression divishin chesmi Yisrael. So only here you cannot be given from Chosim Shibodim, because the Chesh Me'agoyim. But you see, if the Teisves was Midayik, the other expression, the Sade Dechsime Ashtore Inu Mafkuli Kore. So that means only the Dechsime produce Kore, but the Misira don't produce Kore. So Teisves assumed that this expression in Rashi implies that even without the Dechsime Kore, not only here because the Dechsime Agoyim, so it's worse, even without taking the chesed altogether, If it just has any misira, there is no kol, because in the chsime producing kol. So mainly it doesn't make a difference whether it's in the chsime goyim in the misira Yisrael or no in the chsime and in the misira Yisrael. In either case, it cannot be given from any misira. I'm sorry, it cannot be given from chosim shemonim. It cannot be given from chosim shemonim. So in other words, so that was a mistake when I said that from Rashi's pshat daf yudalev, it's mashma that Rashi daf yudalev agrees with the second lashon in daf gimel on beis. In other words, that according to Rashi, so only in the case of shtab asoye because they are in the chsime goyim, so it's worse. But if they are no in the chsime, just in misira is gave it. No, you see the tesis is midayik from Rashi's lashon that it says the sade the chsime ashtorim after the calling. So tesis is midayik that this lashon implies that only the chsime produce the call, and if they are no in the chsime at all, so then it cannot be given chosim shemonim. Now the question arises, now, since according to Rashi, so, Edi Misire, so cannot be given within Misire, you cannot give chosim shemonim. So, why is it that Gemara has the kashi? Yochem Mishabin Ameh. So we have to say that when Tisre says Vihodi Porich Stomed Hashas Bifirkin Kavishtar Pasoye Di Masra Bapesari Yisroel Yehochem Mishab Dename Ligve Luikoshe Li Psak Rabbi Nechananel. So in other words, and what's the Psak Rabbi Nechananel? Right, like Rashi's first Lashon. So Bimele Tisre mentions that Kashe according to Rashi's first Lashon too. Rashi's first Lashon is that only get with the Yisroel can be given the Ksuvah from Chosim Shibadim. But Ishtar Alvoye within Misirah cannot be given. That's Rashi's first lotion. That's like the Psak of Rabbi Hananel. So, why does Gemara ask Yochem Mishab Dename? But here, the Yechsim HaGoyim and the Misirah and the Misirah HaYisrael. So how could the Gemara have Isal Kedaitoch that he should be able to be given from Chosim Shibadim? So what does Teisvah say? The Mayre Bichsim Ale Isadei V'Kichove Medietes Ki Lipirish Bekuntres U'Mishim Hoches Al Kedai Toch Di Govem Mishabdi Kibn Di Masre Be'Apesadi Yisroel Chshive Hanach Hedietes Ki Achoyes Chshive Hanach Hedietes Ki Achoyes. So in other words, so Teisa says that on the contrary, even the Haramin of Gemara, the Makshniu, that if they are no Eder Chsime altogether, just any Misira, then the Makshniu also knew they could not be given from Chosim Shimon. If they are no Eder, because only Eder Chsime produce a call. In other words, that in order to be able to behave from Chosim Shibodim, then there must be a certain intrinsic raya, not an extrinsic raya. If he just has any misira, so the whole raya is extrinsic, it's not intrinsic. So in order to behave from Chosim Shibodim, the raya must be inherent in the shtar. But, so why did the Gemara ask, so Tisa says the kasha, why did the Gemara ask, the Makshnes, Yochem Mishab Dename? How could the Gemara have such a Salgadaitoch? The Yechsim are going, and the Misire are Yisraelim. But in order to be given a Chosim Shibodim, there must be a call. And in order to have a call, there must be a certain raya inherent in the Shtar, not extraneous to the Shtar. So Teisve explains that on the basis, now there is a special halacha. The Shtar Anase Bachoyes is given a Chosim Shibodim. Now, by the way, on that point, there is also Machlokes Rashanim. It's told in two Gersoyes in the Gemara Daf Yutes, as to whether a Shtar that is executed by courts, so it's kosher. So can it be given only from the Chosim Nechayrin, or it can be given from the Chosim Shibodim as well? So it's told in two Gersoyes, Daf Yutes in the Gemara. But Teisa Shite and Rashi Shite is that the Shtar Anase Bachoyes can be given from the Chosim Shibodim. So in other words, Teisa Shite is that it's a special takonim. Midraise, it couldn't be gave him. It couldn't be gave even from Chosn Mechirim, even though Achoyis do not lie. But we need Eides. So it's a special takone. So since there is a special takone Chachomim, vis-a-vis Shtar HaNaseh B'Chachoyis, that it can be gave even from Chosn Shimodim, that means that Midrabonon, a Shtar that is signed by courts, by officers of the court, so as a din of Ishtarayim, Midrabonon. Because Achoyis Lemara Nafshe, so that's the takones Chachomim, that the Shtar that is signed by officers of the court going, Midrabonon has a din of Ishtarayim. Midrabonon. So Mimele, the Makshin assumed, what's the difference between a Shtar that is signed by officers of the court, or a Shtar that is signed by Goyim Leimen, not officers of the court? What's the difference? The difference consists in that an officer of the court wouldn't lie, but an ordinary Gentile layman can lie. So that's the only difference. But suppose you'll have a goy layman that we know is not lying, so then the Makshin assumed he should have the same status as Achoyis. So Mimele, the Makshin felt that where a shtar was signed by goy, but it was Nimsa b'nei Edim Israel Yisrael. So on account of the Edim Israel Yisrael, we know that these goyim are not lying. Are not lying. So Mimele, he should be considered as Achoyis. Now there is a special takone that the shtar that is Naseba Achoyis, so with the Rabbonon it's considered as Ishtarai, even though he goes post like this. But Achoyis is different. It's a special takone. So, and Yetis, where we know that they're not Mishakir, is like Achoyis. So that was the premise by the Makshin. So then the Gemara says, Leslie Kole, in other words, that the Takones Chachomim only implies that Achoyis validate the Shtar into Ishtarai. Achoyis, because Achoyis generally, I mean, every Achoyis is not Mishakir, so the Chachom no Mishakir. Masheikin, a layman, a goy layman, so we don't have a name in regard to every layman that is not Mishakir. But in this particular layman, we know he's not Mishakir because of the Messiah Yisrael. But that Takone doesn't apply. So Mimele, this Shtar, Parsoye, that was signed by Goyim Mediates, is considered like a Shtar that has no Eider Sime. And that's why he's not given from Chosn Shibodim, because less like God. So it was a mistake when I said that Rashi, Daf Yudalev, Rashi's Pshat Daf Yudalev, accords with the Shite, with the Shite of Rashi in the second Lashon, Dav Gimel. No, you see the Tosfos says on the contrary, and Rashi is medayiket from the expression. I mean, Tosfos is medayik that from Rashi's expression. Disade dichsime ashtorin mafrukon. V'chili boyer Reb Meir, v'chili boyer Reb Meir, k'sil v'shmo min ra'itzeh, v'rabonim boyer, u'posu b'di evet, yes.
He said
Tosfos
is not
Tosfos, Rashi.
He said
Tosfos
is not
Tosfos, Rashi. No, I didn't say that Machlekes, Rashi, and Tosfos. There is a Machlekes between Tosfos and Tosfos Rib there. Tosfos in Gittin Dafyut. Tosfos in Gittin Dafyut. Test of the days. What I call it, yeah, test on the base. Test in the Bahamas. Test on the base. I thought Bishop has made him from him share. So he says, V'chim di lav neyedis min oyuro afu lukol shtores, poemim ba'achoy shlo yichovi, lifso ma'ateyo, afilo eiso mo'im dim rayo, אלו תקון אל רבון, אל תקון אל רבון היכן יקיים לו מסעדוסי שאמס, בלי מרד אפשר So it's takonis hachonim. The question of Aitzeh is monefshech. If it's established that achoyes don't lie, so why shouldn't it be kosher b'dam Aitzeh? It's only levure. It's only levure. You couldn't say that the biru is a biru midrabonon only, not midraisi. Biru is a biru. I mean, it's not shy to say biru midraisi, biru midrabonon. Biru means it's established. So why does Taisa say that takonis hachonim? The answer is because there is exercise. Of course, about Bishnaim being done. So even though the Yivu suddenly shakre, but there is still exercise. Of course, that Bezdin cannot act on the basis of Umdene of Yechochas. Bezdin can only act on the basis of a conversation. So true. So true. Achoyes don't lie. It's a strong guy. There is no doubt. But since there is a course of Al Pishnaim Yokum Dovo, Goyim are not eating. So, Meshe Ba'agani certainly don't lie, but still, they are postulated, they are craving. So, Achoyis couldn't be better than Meshe Ba'agani. But it from this is in its marshmallow. This is three dafyudom and beis. So he says, Bishlim in the first line, the first big line in Tesis 3. Bishlim in Mechayat Mechiyo Yusuf Kamayi Kone Eishto Ole Raim Almu Tu Yo Yusuf Kamayi Lam Mayi Lam Shai Vikas Vishto El Matone Mayi Liknele Ilai Hare Bayi Shtore Hayi Shtore Chasme Balmu Pirish Tamatone Ushikiz Vlison Liknoloch Vein Shom Kinyan Ele Bikva Shtake Neisu Kintan Chos Shish La Chayiz Nimkhez Vishtam Chazoki Bayi Shtore Chasme Balmu שלא יקרשי לקורא שטר שלא ליקנס בעיקר כאלה בניס קיימס ואיניס כחובי מן הקום ויעבור גם לקיים למער נפשי מקום מוקי מן הניס מהתאירו ונאי די מאמנין לו ונאי די מאמנין לו במיל סדל עברו שהסדל לשקרה הוא חילו שניהם מיידין דמיה עבור בדור השקין תולו בידו סום שאף אם שניהם מיידים לקונה הקרקע בשטר אם מישהו מיידים או ישראל יש לו יכול מן הקלום You see, Teisves emphasizes that even by Shtorei Mecher, so it's only the Rabbonon that is valid. But he says, no, it's not valid by Shtorei Kinyan. Masha'im came by Shtorei Mecher when it's only the Raye, so it's like he does Baldin. Now he does Baldin, he's certainly valid with Raise, not Takonis Chachomim. So since he equates it with the Doras Baldin, so we see that the Tesis Reed is Chelika Tesis. And according to Tesis Reed, Achoyes is Shtar Mechire, Achoyes is Kosher Midraise. But you ask, how can it be Kosher Midraise? Can you say that Midraise, an officer of a court, a goy, is Kosher Hides? That's ridiculous. But it means, Enoch Aname, he's not Kosher Midraise Hides. But the other birurim also, there is Rov, there is Chazoke. There is Rov, there is Chazoke. So the Meila Acholis is like Rov, like Chazoke. Rov, so we don't, is not a strong enough birur to be made Tzimame. But this is stronger than Rov, because Acholis never lie Acholis. Luimar Nafshay. So in other words, so then you ask, how about Meshe Ba'am? Meshe Ba'am is certainly a strong Raya. One couldn't conceive a stronger Choche than a testimony by Meshe Ba'am. The answer is that his script will say in the Chanami. When the Gemara says, Meshe Ba'am, Apostle Eides, so it means the Apostle Eides, if they will sign Ishtam Atone, if Meshe Ba'am will sign Ishtam Atone, so then it's possible. But if Meshe Ba'am will testify, let's say in a Kinyan, since we have suddenly Shakre, so of course, so best connect on it. Not on the basis of Eides, but on the basis of a Biro. And according to Teisves, so Meshe Ba'arim, Midraise Apostle, not only Mitiras Eides, even Mitiras Yechochedat, because there is no such thing as Yechoched. Al Pishnai Midim Yokum Dov. So, you ask, how about Chazok and Perea B'Serz Manei? The answer is, Chazok and Perea B'Serz Manei doesn't mean that if, let's say, Ruvein, if Ruvain, let's say, lent Shimon $1,000 for a year, and then he claims it before the year is over. So we say Chazokim Perev says money. So Shimon is not Nemon to say Pola. So it doesn't mean that business makes him money solely on the basis of the Chazok itself. When do we say, according to Teisves, so when do we say Chazok in Antoyev says money if, let's say, Ruvain lent Shimon $1,000? Lent Shimon $1,000. And then, for years, time. And then, after half a year, so Ruvain demands payment. So Shimon says, I paid $1,000 a week after you lent. And Ruvain says, no, you didn't pay me. So then the halacha is that he can be meitzi, that Ruvain can be meitzi from Shimon. Why? Because there is a time as baldovo. He is saying that he didn't pay. But suppose Ruvain himself would say any day, I was sick and I really don't remember. But since you had a year's time, so I don't think that you paid it up. And Jimmy said, all right, I had a year's time, but I had money a week after I borrowed, so I decided I'll pay you. And Ruvain is aimer in Yedea. So then Ruvain wouldn't be able to be meitzi. In other words, because there is aloche val pishnai meinim yopundovo, you cannot be meitzi momin on the basis of umdenes. All the umdenes, when we begin, so on, I mentioned it several times in the shiur. So it's only because by momin, besides the aloche of edes, there is aloche of nemones of baldovo. So mele, that doesn't mean that the baldovo is never on every time that he stayed. Sometimes one baldovo is staying one way and the other baldovo is staying the other way. So on the contrary, we say, amitz mechaveh ol avarayim. But there are certain clothing. In other words, if there is a mige or the chazok in prayer says money, so the mele, they need the baldovo who is staying is never on his time. But where there is no time is baldovo, ain't no chaname. So you cannot be made simome on the basis of chazok in prayer says money or other people. So the mele, achoyes is like a choche. But it's exactly like a chaname in your condovo. But this is which it appears to be, that if there is a real choche, so then you can be made tzimomin on the basis of a choche. But an idechot is not a choche idechot. But where, let's say, you have meshiv arein, where you have a choche, so it's not worse than a mige. So you certainly can best and connect on it. All right, now. V'chili boye rab meyach, sim nishmo mil reis, av rabonim boye, uposo mil evet. כי בעניין אחר לא ניסוק במסיס כבוסי כי ברש לי I mean this was the habam in the Gemara the maskon of the Gemara is that Rav Meir doesn't require ksivu lishmo yim rabo but the habam in the Gemara said וכאילו היא בואי רב מאיר, כסיבו לשמוע מן רייס, אמרה בוא נבואי, הוא פסק דבל, אם לאחר נסוק מס נקבו עשי, כברה שלו, ואם תאיר, ומה ישתמו, ממחובה, דום אומרים אם כיסים לך תחילה, אבל בדבד כושר אפילו מדרבנון, ומרייס יחיל לך תחילה דבד, so, תאיר זה סס תקשה, כן, זה סבא, that, ויזה בי מחובה, so it's a bit מפרשת, that לך תחילה, you're not allowed to ride with Chubah, but they have it's kosher, even with Rabbono. And here the Gemara wants to say vis-a-vis Nishmo, that even the Eved is possible with Rabbono. So he is Lema, the Hashtem Eka, who must listen in Chubah, Kerab Leza, Vechos Matirev Kohen. According to whom do we have a Mishnah for Reshes? That L'chatchile Yitzosah to ride with Chubah, but the Eved is kosher. According to Mishlokis, Pshat in the Mishnah. But according to Rabbi Yechon and Shmuel, so this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer. So the Meile, he can say that according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, so the Meile, mit Rabbonon, ksive is possible in the Eved. According to this Abam Nevi. V'chos v'nos no kosh, l'chat chile, name kosh alach, v'litim. די פריק לאגיי צו באקייז אין מחיה פון רמאַך פון דאָ יאָך די מיר זע קישיק חלוי חשינו has a geshika lechashino. So that means that in lechatchile it's kosher lachdev litei, because we passed him as a geshika lechashino. You'll see, I mean, that in all the forms of the ksuves, in all the forms of the ksuves, I couldn't say no because I didn't see all the forms of the ksuves, but in the forms of the ksuves that I saw, so of course, so in the form of the ksuves, so there is blank space. In order that this is the blank space where you have to put in the name of the chosn, the name of the kala, and so on, and his mom. But you'll see that in the forms of the ksuves, you also have left in blank a small space to put in the term konin. And there are some who are makbit. I mean, not to fill in the term konino, not to until after the Kabbalah scheme. Why? Because it smells like a shikre. But it's mentioned in the Mefeiresh that it's all right to fill out the konino even before the Kabbalah scheme. But how can you write konino when the Kabbalah scheme did not take place yet? So that's the stasis. How is it possible, according to the mayor, to pick up a get from the ashra? Everything is filled out. The name of the husband, the name of the wife, everybody, everything is filled out. And just have it signed by Edi, Lishmo. Have it signed Lishmo. But it's Merzik Yishikre. So Jesus says, the Merzik Yishikre Lechashinon is Lechatchil and Ameko Shalach. So, Muchach Miramachman the Hochet, the Merzik Yishikre Lechashinon. Ve Eid Nan, before you call again, Hakeisim Teh Sigitni, Tzorosh Yaniach, Mekin Moyish, Moyisho, Vikoma Bidmore Mishintot. In other words, Vira Meir. The Gemara applies the Mishnah according to Meir and according to Rav Lezer. So, in one motion, the Gemara applies the Mishnah according to Meir. So, according to Meir, so only the Chesim has to be Lishmo, and the Chesim does not have to be Lishmo at all, not even the Chathile. So, Mimele, according to Meir, it should be Mutal the Chathile. It should be Mutal the Chathile. To fill out the form of a get, a sefer should be allowed lechatchile, let's say, to make out a get for every resident of Islam, according to the mayor. It should be allowed. Still, there is a locheya kesetiv segitin, so, and he wants to have it ready, so he's allowed to fill out the unimportant material. But the important material, the teref, he has to leave blank. Why does he have to be blank? Shimayi, Shimayisho, Shimamoke, Hazman, and Dariyat Mitaras Lacholodom. That's the important material. The other expressions they get are not important, because it can be get kosher without it. But of course, there are many more expressions besides these fundamental things of Dariyat Mitaras Lacholodom, Hazman, Mikimayish, Mikimayisho, Moke. So he should be allowed to fill a contramayor, he should be allowed to fill out everything, even Ariat Peteres Lecholodom, because Ksiva does not have to be Lishmo. But the Mishnah says, Akesif Tevsigitin, Tzorich Shiyaniach Mikimu Yishwa Yishu. Why? So the Gemara says that this is true even a contramayor. And why a contramayor isn't the Sefer allowed to fill in before the Baal comes? A name of a certain Baal, in case the Baal wouldn't show up, so he'll be able to use it, because of Ptote. Because suppose a Sefer would be allowed to fill in the name of a Baal, so then many a Sefer would be induced to make out, to fill out a get for every resident of the town. And then the wife of that husband for whom the Sefer filled out the get already and left it unsigned, so she might come to the Sefer's house, and then on the table she'll see a get all filled out, her name, her husband's name. So she'll draw the conclusion that the husband told the Sefer to write out this get. And then she'll come back home and she'll give it to him. And then it might result in a divorce. So in order to preclude that contingency, the Chachomim were misakei, that a sefer, when he wants to make it easier for himself and fill out Gittin, so he can only fill out the unimportant material. But the Shemoyisho, Hayat Interes Lchodom, Zman, Mokei, we should leave him blank. So, only because of Ktoto. But if not for the time of Ktoto, it would be the proper thing for a sefer to do it. So that means that even Lchatchile there is no requirement of writing the Ksivas HaGetlishmo. Oy Mishin Takonis HaGunis. Now another time as to why, even according to Rameya, you're not allowed, the Sefer is not allowed to fill out the Terev, because if the Sefer would be allowed to fill out the Terev, so many times the husband would become angry at his wife. So if it will take a considerable interval between the writing of the get and the execution of the get, in other words, the delivery of the get, so within that time he'll cool off and he'll reconcile with his wife. But if his sefer will be allowed to fill out a get for every resident of the town, so let's say a woman will have a fight with her husband, and the husband will say in the heat of temper, so he'll go to the sefer. I mean, not to go. So he'll go to the sefer and he'll say, "I want to divorce my wife right now. Do you have a get ready?" So the sefer says, "The get is all ready. It's waiting for you." Then he'll immediately divorce his wife. So then she'll remain an agune. What kind of agune will she remain? It's not the usual agune. Usually, when the Gemara speaks of agune, it means an agune who is not allowed to get married. But here, when the Gemara speaks of agune, it means a grusha. But she'll have a difficult time finding a shidach. Some male shall also be like an agune. So in order to prevent that Jewish women should remain agunes without a shidach, so the Chachomim are misakein that a sefer should not be allowed to fill out the whole get. So that means if a husband becomes angry at his wife, it will take him a considerable time until he's able to deliver the get to the isha. So in the meantime, he'll cool off. So he will not divorce. So mashma, b'motzi b'ashma mishayach, any time isha al v'chatchile. So we see that even chatchile. Uman b'forash nam l'hoso, mishin takon esifer, rab lezari. So then one mandoma says that this Mishnah goes according to Rab Lezer. Now according to Rab Lezer, so of course, midraise, the teref has to be written lishmo, but the teref does not have to be written lishmo midraise. But midrabonon, it should be written lishmo, the teref too, because of zera teref or to teref. But in order to help the sefer get some shimush, so the mele the chachomim allow the sefer to write out the teref shalishmo. Actually, it should be awesome midrabonon. But in order to enable the sefer to get shimush, so the Chachomim allowed him to fill out the tefes, the unimportant material, shalom mishmu. Mashmad Rameir Tzorch HaMiyachlu. So according to that Amere, this Mishnah accords with Rab Lezer. Masheinkein, according to Rameir, the sefer can even fill out the tefes. So it's a Gemara Mefereshes that even Chathchile he doesn't have to write it. Vihodli goma hoche chosmei chesmei vinesni lo amen. And what's the expression that it used? Afilu motzei beashpo vei chosmei. So there is a vav preceding, there is a vav as a prefix before chosmei. Why doesn't, since lechatchila it's kosher, so Rav Nachman should say rimei roi rameya afilu motzei beashpo. Afil ma'atze b'ashko, chesmei, not veichosmei. Chosmei has the, veichosmei has the connotation of the heaven. If he already signed it, so it will involve a hardship for him to write another get. But if he didn't sign it yet, so it's not the property. But Jesus says that even if he didn't sign it, it's all right, lechatchila to do it, to sign it. So then the Gemara Shekameya should say, Afilu motzi b'ashpo, cheis mei v'nesnilo. Why does he say, v'chos mei v'nesnilo? So he says, because if Rameh Nachman had used the expression, Then somebody could think, of course it wouldn't be reasonable, it wouldn't make sense, but on the basis of the literal meaning of the expression, he would say that it's obligatory upon the Baal. If he finds a get in the ashpo, then it's obligatory upon him that he must use this get in ashpo and have him sign it, that he couldn't write a new get for his wife. And of course, that's not so. So in many ways, he didn't use that expression.
Based on the comment of Yudah Matzrich before the Nechtam from the Nechtam.
So, Beho Sobalo, and then Rabbi Yudah is Chilik at Tanekame. So that's Mashma, that the Tanekame of Rabbi Yudah is not Rabbi Yudah. So, Stasis says, Beho Sobalo Rabbi Yudah. Because when Gemara says, Homane Rabbi Yudah, it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yudah himself said it. It means the Tanekame of this Mishneh agrees with this member of Rabbi Yudah, but it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yudah said it. Actually, some of us be told us with him alone only mean Katuch Simosi, keep him show you so. Ksiv be told us, Yev Shal Simosi Shein Mechuber, so Tesha says, here it's possible. Vi Yishlima de Mishkachaslo, she cost for our own Tonush, Vakim Note, Vi Yishmish Vichosma. Now on Sunday, so I mean the next Gemara, I would like to cover the Gemara. And if you'll be prepared, so we'll be able to cover that Gemara, it's not easy Gemara, it's complicated, but it's complicated in a different sense. I mean, it's complicated in the sense of pshat, you know. It's not complicated in the shakal vitari, so it's complicated. So, I would like, I'm not saying that I'll be able to do it, but I would like on Sunday to cover up to the Heyom Beis Itma B'Fnei Kama Nisna. Here we have two black Gemara in the Kish. Just the Shakur Kaya Gemara. You have to concentrate on that Gemara, otherwise you become confused. So according to Rav Gamliel, Rekem Lechago de Tzmuches. So according to Rav Gamliel, Tzmuches require before the Nechtam Fanechtam. If someone delivers a get from Medina Seyam, that is Tzmuches. So requires before the Nechtam Fanechtam. But Mivloi is not. And according to Rabbi Lezer, even Mikvalut Melut, that's more than Smuches, that's Mivloi. Vomar Abaye Vayoris as Smuches there at Israel, Umubloiris Bitchume at Israel as Kino. So in other words, Kvalut in Melut, so that means that Kvalutim is Mubla Bitchume. Not only is it Tzamuch, it's even Mubla. ויאמר רבי באחונה לידידי חוזר להוואסטה והווה מכימי ויקובר לפומבדיס. In other words, the difference between the distance between Kvalud and Lulud is the same as the distance from Beikuve to Pumbedis. Now, what is called movement? So the Rav Amir, he mentions two shittas. One pshat in Muvla means that it's within the Tchum Shabbos. In other words, any city, any suburb that is within 2,000 amot of the limits of the city. In other words, if a certain city, so that means Kfar Ludi was so close, not just close, but it was the distance between the Kvaludim and Lud was less than 2,000 Am. That's one pshat. Another pshat that Arav Amiri mentions is that Muvle means Ivit is surrounded by Eretz Yisrael on three sides. On three sides. So if it is bounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael, even though it's Chutz Loretz, then it's considered Muvle. The implication being only if it is bounded by Eretz Yisrael on three sides. But suppose it is bounded by Eretz Yisrael on two sides, then it's not Muvle, only three sides. Now, the Rosh Nadmore, the Gemore says, "Biyom Rabbe Brachon Lididi Chozel Liyahu Asre, Vahavik Mibikuvel Lipumpetise." What did Mikuvel Mise? Vahav Rochik Mikuvel Lipumpetise. So that would indicate more like the Pshat, like the Pshat in the Miri, that Muvle means if it is within 2,000 Tamar. So then it's a question of distance. How distant? But he, according to the other Loshon in the Arav Amiri, that it means bounded by three sides in the Ratzon, so it's not a question of distance. It can be 10,000 Tamar away from Eretz Yisrael. But still, it is bounded by on three sides by Eretz Yisrael. So the Loshon of the Gemara, Lidi Chozer Liyahu Asre, the Havek Mibikuvel Lipumpetise, indicates like the Loshon HaGemara of Kimikuvel Lipumpetise indicates like the Loshon Rav Amiri that Muvle is based upon a considerable proximity. In other words, within, it is so close that it is within 2,000 Tamar from Eretz Yisrael. So how will that explain? I mean, the other Loshon, how will it explain? So then we have to say, according to the other Loshon, that Muvle does not depend upon considerable proximity, but rather on the fact that it is bounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael. So he just mentions, he wants to describe, Enoch and Ami, the reason is why Kvaludim is considered Muvle has nothing to do with proximity. It has to do with the fact that it's bounded by Eretz Yisrael on three sides. But it happens that Kvaludim is very close to Lud. It happens. So mainly he says that as far as the proximity of Kvaludim to Lud is concerned, so it is the same distance as from Beikube to Pimpelis. He's just giving us a descriptive fact. In other words, if we want to know where Kvaludim is, if we want to know, maybe the name's changed already. So he tells us that Kvaludim, it was sent from, was executed, is Chutz Loretz Gomo, so then Pimpelis. But in Achname, it doesn't depend upon the proximity. It depends upon the fact that it's bounded on three sides by Eretz Yisrael. Now let's see, Rashi says here, he's very marich, Rashi. He says, V'yom Rabbi, Ayores Alolu, Sheo Yisifu, Tzmuches L'Eretz Yisrael, Hanoch Rekem V'Chago, Zeren Gamliel, V'Hanar D'Reb Lezer, Ha'Vesmuches Tvei, Sheach Muvlo Yisei B'Tchumo, Elo She'inu M'Eretz Yisrael. ותנקם לסובר חנה לא יצריך משום לסמוכס ויוסר רב גמליה לא יסיף לסמוכס ומידה במובלויס ורב לזם בהיסי וסף במובלויס. So according to תנקם, only real חוץ לורץ he required for נחת ופר נחת. If it's delivered from real חוץ לורץ, but if it is delivered from חוץ לורץ that is סמוכס, he doesn't have to say for נחת ופר נחת. And then Rav Gamliel says that even if it's delivered from Chutz Loretz that is Muchis, so he has to say for that Menachtam. But if it's delivered from Muvlois, Chutz Loretz Muvlois, not. And then Rabbi Eliezer says, even if he's delivered, lo yitachlik b'nisayam. So even if he's delivered from chutz lo'aretz, that is not only smuchim, it's even muvloyes, so he still has to say for netum. So Rashi explains, v'heichad lo'am muvloyes, ki na yorei shemona ha'kosuk mizrocho shal Eretz Yisrael. Li yisli glu. No one has here a chumash. It's not necessary. There is a chumash. והיורס שמונה הקוס מזרוך של ישראל ליס לגבול כי תחסיב ויסביסם לוחם לגבול קדמו מחצר אינון שפון ויורד הגבול משפון מגיב לו מקדם לאוין ויורד הגבול מוחל כסף יום כנרס קדם ויורד ויורד הגבול הירדינו וסייצב יעמלך זה יסתי לכם ארץ לסב הסוף So he says שיום היום יש שמונה הקוס מזרוח של ארץ ישראל, לי יש לגבול. כי נחסי ויסביסם לוחם לגבול קדמו, מחוץ הרי.